This is VOA News. This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Several ceremonies took place on Sunday to commemorate the 77th anniversary of D-Day that led to the liberation of France and Europe from the German occupation. On June 6, 1944, more than 150,000 Allied troops landed on code-named beaches carried by 7,000 boats. For the second year in a row, commemorations are marked by virus travel restrictions that have prevented veterans or families of fallen soldiers from the United States, Britain, and Canada making the trip to France. Most public events have been canceled, and the official ceremonies were limited to a small number of selected guests and dignitaries. Over the anniversary weekend, many locals have come out to visit the monuments marking the key moments of the fight and to show their gratitude. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, along with a high-level delegation, met Sunday with leaders in Kabul to discuss bilateral cooperation after U.S. and coalition troops leave the country by a September 11th deadline. You can find more on that and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.